Good afternoon. My name is Al Barsky, and I'll be presenting healthcare-associated Legionnaires' disease. Legionnaires' disease is a severe pneumonia. It is acquired through inhalation of aerosolized water contaminated with Legionella bacteria. Legionnaires' disease primarily affects susceptible populations. The bacteria can grow in buildings with complicated water systems, including healthcare facilities. Use of an effective water management program reduces the risk of Legionella growth and transmission. Legionellosis, the vast majority of which is Legionnaires' disease, is reportable in the U.S. Among 27 Legionnaires' disease outbreaks investigated by CDC, healthcare facilities accounted for a great proportion of the morbidity and mortality. Susceptible populations are often found in healthcare facilities. However, the burden of healthcare-associated Legionnaires' disease is largely unknown and not well described. The aim of our study was to elucidate these areas. All cases of Legionellosis are reportable to the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System, or NNDSS. Legionellosis data are primarily limited to demographics. However, the Supplemental Legionnaires' Disease Surveillance System, or SLDSS, collects additional data on exposure history, including healthcare exposures, laboratory diagnostics, and disease severity information. All cases are requested. Reporting completeness to SLDSS varies by jurisdiction. For our study, we included complete reporting jurisdictions defined as those that reported at least 90% of NNDSS cases to SLDSS. In 2015, 21 jurisdictions, shown here in green, reported at least 90% of their cases to SLDSS and are included in our study. We use data reported to SLDSS to identify cases with a healthcare-related exposure. We further classify cases with a healthcare exposure by exposure type, exposure setting, and how certain we were that the healthcare exposure was the source of infection. Definite healthcare-associated cases and possible. In 2015, the 21 complete reporting jurisdictions reported 2,809 cases of Legionnaires' disease. The case fatality rate was 7%. 20% of cases reported had a healthcare exposure. These cases had a case fatality rate of 12%. 85 cases were definite healthcare-associated cases, and for these, the case fatality rate was 25%. The next two slides will show more detailed information about the middle bar, which includes definite and possible healthcare-associated cases. Inpatients and outpatients each accounted for just under 40% of the 553 cases with a healthcare exposure. Of note, non-patients, visitors, volunteers, and employees, accounted for 20% of cases with a healthcare exposure. Almost half of the cases with a healthcare exposure were associated with a hospital setting. Long-term care facilities and clinics were the exposure setting for a quarter of cases each. Because we have complete exposure data from only 21 jurisdictions, we don't know what the true burden of healthcare-associated Legionnaires' disease in the U.S. is, but this table shows some scaled-up estimates. However, we don't know how accurate these estimates are, because the 21 complete reporter jurisdictions may not be representative of the country. Different states may have different numbers of hospitals. Different states may have different healthcare-seeking behavior of their residents, and the general health of the population of one state may differ from another. So why is all this important? Cases of healthcare-associated Legionnaires' disease have a high case fatality rate. Cases of healthcare-associated Legionnaires' disease are generally preventable with the use of an effective water management program. More complete case surveillance and reporting will improve burden estimates, outbreak detection, strategies for prevention and response, and our understanding of Legionnaires' disease epidemiology. So we thank the jurisdictions for reporting cases to SLDSS. We especially thank the 21 complete reporting sites for their effort and hope they continue high levels of reporting. And we encourage other jurisdictions to consider what can be done to report more cases to SLDSS. Thank you.